Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Circle Talk on the Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts. Circle Talk is hosted by Circle Sanctuary Minister Deborah Rose on the first and third Tuesdays of each month. Join her for discussions and conversations with a variety of people within the pagan community. Tonight's Circle Talk is an encore presentation where Deborah Rose welcomed Arthur Hines to the show to discuss the music he had recently released and their preparations for that year's Pagan Spirit Gathering back in 2013. Please enjoy.
Welcome to our show, everyone. My name is Deborah Rose, and I'm your host tonight on Circle Talk. And I want to give out a shout-out to my parents because they're listening to our show for the first time tonight, and they picked a great show. Tonight, we're going to conclude our series on the music at Pagan Spirit Gathering 2015. Each Tuesday on Circle Talk, we've met a featured musician, heard their stories, and listened to their music. I hope you're registered to go to PSG this year, because you'll get to hear all of our featured musicians in concert. Now, I'm not going to say we save the best for last, although I'm tempted. Our guest tonight is one of my favorites, Arthur Hines. Arthur is a singer-songwriter whose most recent CD just released, and he tells me will be at PSG for purchase, is Thomas Mystery. Since 1996, Arthur has been part of the Georgia-based Celtic band Emerald Rose, in which he plays guitar, percussion, as well as sings. In his solo work that we're going to talk about tonight, he explores a wide array of musical genres, including folk, jazz, and rock, and of course his specialty, Celtic. His song lyrics often dwell into the spiritual and mystical dimensions of life, beauties, joys, and sorrows, paganism, especially Celtic mythology and tradition, which is a primary source of his inspiration. Arthur is a student of poetry, storytelling, and the bardic path. Welcome, Arthur.
Hello. Yes, I'm here. Am I muted? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
So I heard just a second ago you're busy packing for PSG.
I am. Currently my bed is covered with a variety of clothing, and you know, you always have to. You never know how to pack for PSG. Are we going to be wet and cold? Are we going to be sweaty and hot?
And hot.
Or both? And you know, so besides bringing every pair of socks you own and every pair of underwear you own, because you never know. It's all. You have to go through the choices. You know, make sure it's clean and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah. Usually we
I have clothes I want to wear for four.
Rain.
I'm sorry. What?
I said, usually we have at least one afternoon or something of rain. So this year I'm smart. I'm going to bring rain boots.
And, you know, of course, it's not just that I have to have clothes for everyday wearing. I have to have clothes for a performance. So that's a whole other set of decision-making that go into that. And you got to have room for that to pack, too. So it's very complex, this PSG.
Tell me, how many PSGs have you been to?
Oh, geez. Let's see. My first one was in 1998. And then I went 3 years in a row. And then I went in 2005 and 2006. And then 2008. And then every year since 2010. So that's a bunch. Whatever, how many that is? 3, 5, you know, 12, something like that.
Wow.
So, yeah.
You beat me. I've been going. This will be my 10th anniversary.
Ah.
So I've been going 10 years. So, yeah, so it's exciting.
I've been on three different sites.
Yes, I've been to Wisteria, Zoe, and now Stonehouse. So that's the three different sites I've been to.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I love your concerts. Tell us a little bit. How would you describe your musical style?
Well, you know, I'm I love a wide variety of music, and I try to, you know, just write where those inspirations take me. In one of my shows, you will very rarely hear me just play music for an hour, hour and a half. I tend to tell stories in my performance. I recount the myths of the bards of old with Celtic mythology, mostly Welsh, although I do some Irish. And so my performances tend to range from music to story to music to story to music to story, and they flow back and forth with each other. Some of my music is very Celtic-oriented. A lot of basic singer-songwriter stuff, Jack Jones, with sort of a Ben Harper world beat when I can work that in, because I really like that groove. But, you know, I've been a singer-songwriter for a very, very long time. I was a singer-songwriter before Emerald Rose, and I'll be a singer-songwriter after Emerald Rose. It's kind of who I am.
Do you remember how young were you when you first realized music was important to you? Do you remember?
Well, you know, the thing is, it never occurred to me that music wasn't important to everybody. It's been part of my my existence since as long as I can. My very first chant that I wrote was kind of a ripoff of another very famous chant. But I remember stomping around outside wearing little more than my rain boots, saying, "Rain, rain, come on down over a field and over town. Rain, rain." just stomping in a circle. And I started writing songs in earnest probably in seventh grade. And then I played the French horn, and it's hard to sing and play the French horn at the same time. So as a senior in high school, I learned guitar, and that's when I really started writing those songs. And when I first started, I would write, six songs a week, and nine of them were terrible, is what I generally say. I was just learning how to put things together, and it took me a long time to sort of sit back and self-edit and learn that whole process, to know when to put it down and come back later with it.
Now, your new CD, and I'm real excited because this CD is just out. I mean, Tome of Mystery will be showcased at PSG, correct?
Yes, it's essentially PSG is my release party. How very nice of Selena and to throw this release party for me. I'm very happy.
Right, over 1,000 people just for you.
That's right, just for my CD release party. And it's a week long, my gosh.
So tell me a little bit, because when I listened to it, this CD seems a little bit different than the last CD from last year, Dance in the Fire.
Well, people have been asking me to record this CD for a very, very, very long time. As I said before, when I perform, I don't just play music, I tell stories. And this CD is primarily a spoken word CD. There are a smattering of songs, and a couple of pieces kind of hover in that netherworld between a poem and song. So I'm really just fulfilling requests, frankly. It doesn't exactly mirror one of my performances, because my performance will have more music than what's on the CD. But there's a lot of spoken word between poem and story on the CD. As a matter of fact, I'm 45 seconds away from filling it.
Wow.
There's 75 minutes you can put on a CD, and I was like 74 in like 13 seconds, something like that. So almost filled it.
Well, we'll talk about it when it's done. We're going to listen to some selections from it. We're going to listen to Thomas and the Winding Road and Summerland right now.
Okay.
In a different time, but in a land our ancestors knew well, there was a man named Thomas. Some called him Thomas the Rhymer. And later became known as True Thomas. And there's a story in that. Perhaps I'll hint at it a bit. One day Thomas was sitting upon a mound. Foolishly, it was a fairy mound. But there he sat, playing his harp, and singing so sweetly that the queen of all the other world heard him. and having heard him, she decided that he must belong to her. And so she went into his world, this world, our world, and having found him, she kissed him. And having kissed him, he was hers. And so she scooped him up and put him on the back of her horse, and then rode into earth itself, as if a door had opened in the mound. And then she went through a mist, the kind of which steals ships in the night. And then she crossed a river that flows with the blood of all that is alive upon the face of the earth. And once across this river, the road they were on split into three. And showing them to Thomas, she said, "Do you see the straight and narrow road beset with thorn and briar? Well, that's the road to heaven, and to that road a few aspire. Do you see the wide, smooth road that runs across the lily leaven? Now that's the road to hell, though some think it the road to heaven. But do you see the bonny, bonny road that winds all across the ferny brae? Well, that's the road to the other world where you and I go today." They say the road to heaven is straight and narrow. And they say the road to hell is smooth and wide. Well, the path I follow may be long and winding, but it surely leads to the other side. And I will walk the maze of shadows and the path of light. And I've seen myself on rainbow gray and Celtic mole. I've traced the sacred spiral of the mysteries in flight to the final turning of the road. Stumbling, the wheel is turning, womb of change is re-beginning. One to the many and from the many into the one. Well, I'll rest in deep reflection, seeing truth in new direction.
Because we fail, you are an answer to a call, manifestations owed unveiled, and the flesh you're wearing is not evil. You have no guilt because you breathe. You are a glory ordered primeval. You are a shard divine degree.
Well, the path I
That was wonderful, author. Tell us about that song.
Well, you know, that song was written a very, very long time ago, and I recorded it with Emerald Rose on a very first CD. And that first CD is just not available anymore. And we recorded it again for our first live CD called Fire in the Head. But the night we recorded Fire in the Head, my guitar was just so ever slightly out of tune. And so now every time that I hear the only recording available of that song, it drives me insane. Because all I hear is my out-of-tune guitar. People tell me they don't even notice it, but I do every time, and it makes me crazy. So I decided to re-record it, and I thought I would do something a little differently. You know, on the original recording, and when we perform it live, Logan plays this really, really cool electric guitar solo on it. And I didn't want to just do the same thing, and I'm not capable of playing that kind of solo anyway. So there was a spoken poem that I wrote that was pretty well received and kind of had the same vibe sort of as Summerland. And I thought it matched it very well. And so that's the piece that I speak in the middle of it instead of the guitar solo. And the first thing you did, Thomas and the Winding Road, that's the intro that I speak before Summerland most of the time that we perform it. And I think you can hear how Summerland flowed out of that particular story.
Absolutely. I would think that it was just one piece, not two separate. You're right. It flows great. So is Thomas and the Winding Road, is that a myth that you rewrote, or was that something you created?
Oh, I did not write it. No. Thomas is a pretty big figure in Irish lore. He was known as Thomas the Rhymer. There have been poems and songs written about Thomas the Rhymer, the same Thomas. And he became known as True Thomas. And that's because after the Queen of the Fairy took him into their world, he was cursed. And that curse was that he could only speak the truth, which made him an extremely dangerous man. Marvelous and exceedingly dangerous. So his life was hell after he came back from fairy, because he couldn't. He had everything he said was true. So it might be a blessing, but it was also a curse. And so, no, I just told the very beginning of his tale there, actually. There are a lot of stories about Thomas the Rhymer.
So the next song I want to hear, you told me, and it's really cute, and I got it in my head. It's kind of a pagan bardic rap. Tell us about Stray Sod.
Well, you know, to the ancient Celts, and in fact to a great many of the modern Celts, the other world, the land where the others live, is never very far away. It's not high in the sky or deep underground. It coexists with our world. It's right here. And you can reach it, as I portrayed in the story of Thomas of the Winding Road, by going into the earth itself or getting caught in a fog or crossing water. Or you can simply step on a piece of ground that has been magically enchanted. In some ways, it's kind of like a port key from Harry Potter world. If you step on this piece of ground, you are transported to the land of the fairies. And, you know, there have been many stories about people who have ended up there, and it's a land of beauty and truth. It's a land where time runs very differently. And some of the tales, when you come back with it, you know, everyone you've ever known is dead. Or you may be forever young and vibrant until your foot steps back on the land of your birth, and then you revert to what a 150-year-old man would look like. Still alive, but really not in the best of shape. So the poem came to me very, very quickly. I kept thinking, man, I should write about Stray Sod. That's a cool thing for a song. I should have something for that. And nothing came, and nothing came, and nothing came. And then finally, one night I was taking a shower, and the whole poem basically just kind of flew through me. And I actually got out with soap still on me so I could start writing stuff down before it left my head. And then it came time to record it. And, you know, it's just a poem. And I didn't want to break it up with a chorus, although I could have, and turn it into a real song. So I just said, well, you know what? I'm just going to speak it. And I feel like it needs a beat. And by golly, I've got a boring. And Thus Was This Born. Streisand is the name of this piece.
Let's hear it now.
A night's like these with a fairy moon. Be careful of the path you trod, lest you follow a beckoning tune and step upon stray sod. It is said if on it you dare to stride, to another world you will be thrown, and not quite here or out or inside, but far from what you've ever known. There will be folk of beauty and youth, and songs that crawl into heart and soul. There will be bruised illusions and truth to make you broken or whole. Time is not a concern for any, it is a drifting, dreamy glory, a feasting fine and women many, fit for a throne and story. And at last the folk will tire of you, or you may plead to go your way. You don't belong there among the true domiciles of the fae. Well, escorted or dumped, it matters not, for once you return to whence you came, you will be lost and ever distraught, for nothing is the same. Friends you loved and lovers you friended are all wrinkled or already dust. Time with the folk is all dream blended, and heart of steel will rust. I speak the truth here, dear friend, believe. If I lie, may I be struck down. Of what I know, you cannot conceive. I stepped upon the wrong ground. On nights like these with a fairy moon, be careful of the path you trod, lest you follow a distant tune and step upon stray sod.
So, if we're interested in getting your Tomes of Mystery, and I'm not, unfortunately, going to PSG this year, where can we get it? CD Baby?
CD Baby, and actually it's up on iTunes as well. It will soon be on pretty much every digital download site that you can think of. But if you all buy it, and I hope that you will, CD Baby is the treats their artists better than anybody else. They keep a much, much smaller piece of the pie. So if you like an independent artist and you want to support them and they don't have a website, do their own merch, I would suggest going to CD Baby to buy it.
Doing
my own website merching is just more than there are only so many pieces of pie I can eat at once, and that's just one too many pieces.
Great. Now, last year, your CD came out, Dance in the Fire, and you did not have it with you at PSG, right?
No, I did. I did. I had it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you also going to have copies of that and Tome of Mystery at PSG this year?
Absolutely, absolutely. And also, last summer, after PSG, my band came out with a new CD, and that I did not have at PSG because it came out in August. It's called Sunwise.
Maybe that's what I was thinking about.
Right, it's called Sunwise, and it's the most pagan-vibed Emerald O CD since probably Archives of Ages to Come. So I think your listeners are really going to like it too.
So we've talked about your solo career, but again, like you just said, you're also in a Celtic band, and actually that's how I was introduced to you, to Emma Rose. Tell us a little bit about your band and how long you've been in.
We've been a band since 1996.
Wow.
And our very first paying gig was at a nudist resort. That's how we band as a band. I think we played four songs. That's all we could come up with at the time. And we've been going strong since then. We don't gig as much as we used to. All of our lives are very, very busy. It's really hard to make money as a band and with all mortgages to pay. And the other guys just don't have as much time for gigging. And I'm doing more solo stuff, so that helps fill that gap for me. But we're going to be at Dragon Con in Labor Day weekend in Atlanta. That's a huge sci-fi convention. And Emerald Rose is a Celtic-American folk rock pagan band. If we can be quite chameleon-esque, depending on the crowd we're at. We can play an hour and a half of pagan-y kind of music or play nothing that sounds vaguely pagan for an hour and a half without any trouble whatsoever. So it's
we shift.
Well, let's hear one of my favorite Emerald Rhodes tunes, the Get 'em a Taste of Your Band, Pagan Girl.
Okay.
When the world is full of women, I'm a color ship and kind. And with this female cornucopia, it might be hard to make up your mind. I've had my share of failures, but I've learned a thing or two. I've laid down some hard-earned guidelines. Listen well, and I sing them for you. I'm gonna find myself a pagan girl who understands the goddess and rocks my world. Chant in the circle as the sun and moon, and dance round the fire to a goddess too. Rock all night till the morning, and pearls gonna find myself a pagan girl. Back in college, Mary was a native pie, and as fine as any you have seen. But she's black for the god and the goddess if they didn't wear pink and green. And Belinda, she was a wild girl. She could dance, she could ride, and she could scream. But the only god she adored and served were Mary Jane and old Jim Beam. I'm gonna find myself a pagan girl who understands the goddess and rocks my world. Chant in the circle as the sun and the moon, and dance round the fire to a goddess tune. Rock all night till the morning, a girl's gonna find myself a pagan girl. Now, Sherry was a fine, sweet girl, and her happiness was her goal. But she had one very big problem with me. I would not let her save my soul. And then it was a new age mystic, dolphins, angels, crystal dreams. But her idea of a wild good time was sailing from the Pleiades. I'm gonna find myself a pagan girl who understands the goddess and rocks my world. Chant in the circle as the sun and the moon, and dance round the fire to a goddess too. Rock all night till the morning, a girl's gonna find myself a pagan
pagan girl. I love that song.
That song is semi-autobiographical, and actually, if you include my wife, four of those pagan girls listed are actually friends of mine on Facebook. None of them have talked about that song with me. I think they're afraid to know if they're in the song, and if so, which one they are, because I've changed the names. Changed the names to protect my butt. That's what I did.
Now, besides being one of the headliners at PSG, where else are you performing this summer?
Well, let's see. I'm at I leave PSG, and I'll probably get home on Monday, and I'm home Tuesday and Wednesday to do some laundry and take a shower and then repack, because then I'm catching a plane to Edmonton. I'm going to be at the Sunwheel Music Festival which is outside of Edmonton, for the weekend after PSG.
In Canada?
In Canada, yes.
Wow.
At Edmonton. Yeah, yeah. So, yep, it's my first international show. That'd be very exciting.
Oh, wow.
Looks like it's
yeah.
a great bunch of people. And Kellyanna, I'm a big fan of Kellyanna, and we're going to be out there together. So, should
oh,
be good.
That's really cool. Ooh,
yeah.
Congratulations. Do you, in your solo career, do you travel a lot? I know you said you've recently kind of changed your life from working full-time to doing some other things.
Right. I'm going to travel more. I'm looking to make that a bigger part of my experience. You know, it's always, you know, especially these days, it's hard to make money as a musician. And so I have
mm-hmm.
to pick my surgical strikes pretty carefully. But I would very much like to get out there and play for more people, play for crowds that had never heard of me, play for crowds that have sort of heard of me, play for crowds that are fans, just the whole – I just like performing, especially for pagan crowds. It really is – I mean, it's the center of my reality, is my pagan outlook. It's my spirituality influences pretty much everything I do all day long in one way or another. And I really enjoy playing music for those crowds.
I know we've talked a little bit about when you book a gig, you try to fill up the time in between. And tell us about that house concert.
Well, a house concert is essentially what it sounds like. It's a concert in somebody's house. And when you decide to throw a house concert, you can do a couple of things. You can simply decide that you're essentially going to throw a party and invite all your friends and pay the artist a set amount, or you can decide to turn into a real venue. And assuming you have a big enough place, you can sell tickets, charging whatever you feel like is enough to make enough money to pay the artist whatever their minimum is. You know, if you do that on a regular basis, you're probably going to have some zoning issues and talk with your neighbors. But just and every now and then thing, it's just a party. It's a really big party. And I've done house concerts for 12 people. I've done house concerts for 60 people. It really depends
wow.
on how much space you have and how involved you want to be in that process.
It sounds like those would be fun, pretty intimate.
They are very intimate. Yeah, and, you know, I mean, it's I think the best artists can make you feel like they're sitting in your living room playing. Well, here's a chance to actually have someone sitting in your living room playing. So
tell us, as we talk, and before I play your next song, which is off of Dance in the Fire, which is one of my favorite songs, how is your spirituality expressed in your music?
Well, besides the most overt fashion, where the lyrics are very explicit, a lot of my songs flow from Celtic mythology and the pagan sensibilities that come from that, with the mystic considerations of union with the universe, of inspiration, of channeling the Awen. All these things manifest themselves in my lyrics and my music on a regular basis. And most of the time I don't try to do it, but it's who I am. So in the process of singing and writing and playing, that's what comes out. So you're going to put the song Dance in the Fire? Is that what you're going to do?
That or Children of Carnunos. We can play Dance in the Fire.
No, let's do Children of Carnunos. Let's do Children of Carnunos. This is a song that once again was brewing for a very, very, very long time. And it sat around about two-thirds done for probably 8 years.
You're kidding.
And I just never got to finish it. I just never did. And then I started recording Dance in the Fire, and the pages kind of stared at me and said, you know what? It's time. Finish us. Here's how to do it. And in 5 minutes, I finished the song. So I really, really like it a lot. It's a rock and roll song. Well, you'll hear it about it. So we are, you know, those of us on the path are the children of Carnunos, and the sons and daughters of Cadidwen. So it's about as hard rock as I get, And I got to play my harmonica on this tune. Most people don't know that I'm a harmonica player. I'm not a great one, but I really enjoy messing around with it. And it doesn't show up on music very often because I'm never one of those who can play guitar and play my harmonica at the same time. I'm not capable of that. I try. Can't do it. Doesn't work. So
let's hear it now, and we'll listen to the harmonica.
Beneath ivy and musk, vibrating oak tree and stone. Head back, owl sharpens antler dust, ringing to sinew and bone. We pagan folk, awakened are we into the great circle born. Arise, arise, come and listen and see, and answer the call of the horn. We are the children of canoe notes, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canudo, and we are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, we strive to love and understand. We are the children of Canudo. We are the children of Canudo. Hill to the moss-laid wood, we walk the circle round. On city streets and gardens green, we serve the sacred crown. To get to the tune, the song of the earth, listen to what stones say. To step on the path, the circle of birth, come hear the ancient drum play. We are the children of Canudo, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canudo. We are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones. We strive to love and understand. We are the children of Canudo. We are the children of Canudo. The children of Canudo, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canudo. We are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones, we strive to love and understand. We are the children of Canudo, and we serve the lady of the land. We are the children of Canudo. We are strong in spirit, mind, and hand. We walk with the old ones. We strive to love and understand. We are the children of Canudo. We are the children of Canudo. We are the children of Canudo.
I must be a rock girl. I love that song.
Sadly, you know, when I'm playing it by myself, I hear all that in my head, and I'm afraid the audience can't really hear all of it that's going on in my head at the same time. That actually was kind of cool about the recording experience, and the magic of the studio is that you can multitrack and you can really, you know, manifest what you're hearing if you're just one person. So it's really, as a composer, it's very fulfilling to have that happen. So but I just have to imagine what I'm hearing in my head as I'm playing. You just have to use your psychic abilities and hear the entire everything, because that's a requirement, sort of.
I know you talk about when you write and do composition, what I'm so interested in the creative process. What usually comes first for you, the words or the music, or does it just depend?
Well, I will tell you that I always have a beat, always, always, always. It's taken a lifetime of self-control and not be constantly tapping my foot or banging on something or turning a row of glasses into a drum set. That
mm-hmm.
is always there, always. And just because I'm not doing it doesn't mean it isn't there, because I'm working hard not to. And then tune, I can almost always have a tune in my head. My parents are saints, because I used to ride in the back of the car on long trips and go, for hours, and they let me do it. And they didn't turn around and scream at me, and they didn't throw anything at me. They just let me do it. So really, the tune is almost always there. The lyrics are the most hard-fought for part of a song for me. And they sometimes they come in a burst like Stray Sod. Sometimes I'll work on a stanza at a time. Sometimes I'll write half a song and put it down and come back a week later or, you know, 8 years later. And there are times when I'm driving down the road and the tune and the words will pretty much come together as one. I don't know if you're keyed up to play this song, but it's on Tome of Mystery. I had been in a weekend for the weekend in Birmingham. I'm acting in a steampunk movie that they're shooting, and we were just finished
mm-hmm.
driving home, and I really felt like there was a hole in this CD that I needed a song to fit it, and it needed to be something about crossing water and
mm-hmm.
Death and reincarnation. That's what I really wanted, and so I'm driving up the highway, and I have my iPod. And I'm singing snatches of this song into it as it comes to me, to get it all down while I'm driving. And then the song is totally written by the time I get close to home, just from singing into the iPod.
Wow.
And I pull into a Kroger and to get a couple of things, and I hook into their Wi-Fi just to check messages. Only discovered that a really, really good friend of mine died the day before. In a horrible drowning accident. And I knew from that moment that this was her song. So the name of the song is We Will Land on That Shore, parentheses, for Lori. Because I knew it was her song.
All right.
It was just really, I just feel really, 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 really inspired by it. And the coincidence was too big of a coincidence for me. So that's kind of a bummer story, but it's the truth.
And if we have it, let's listen to that.
Amid your sorrow and your strife, know this isn't your only life. You have lived before and you will live again. And we are here to learn how to love. Draw down divinity from above and manifest it in the lives of all women and men. And we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore when this life is done. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land with the web of life that's forever spun. Join me in the glow, in the moonlight we will grow, are unfolding rows, sending out the light till our frightened souls uncurl. And we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore when this life is done. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land where the web of life is forever spun. But it might not matter anyhow, 'cause our consciousness lives only one life at a time. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore when life is done. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land where the web of life is forever spun. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore when this life is gone. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land where the web of life is forever spun. We will land on that shore, we will land on that shore, we will land on that shore.
Author, what can folks expect when they attend your concert at PSG?
I missed the first part of that sentence. There was a loud beep when you were talking.
What can folks expect when they come to your concert at PSG?
Well, I think I've kind of told you what they're likely to expect: a mix of song and story, some Emerald Rose songs, some newer songs, some songs, some traditional songs you perhaps not have heard me do, and they'll always be intermixed with the Bardic Tales because that's what I do. I'm not a one-man dance band, but I do think I'll have your tapping your feet and get you up dancing. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen because it usually does.
And your shows also are so good-natured and have a lot of humor. And I will say from personal experience, they're a lot of fun. So if you're going to PSG, make sure you make time out to attend one of Author's performances. Typically you do several, don't you?
Yes, about three PSG, and I'm going to be sitting in with Spire Rhythm for a couple of songs this year, and actually the musicians at this, it is just so incredible. I wish I was sitting in with all of them. I'm big fans of everybody coming this year. It's awesome. It's just awesome. What a great time to be a pagan musician.
Absolutely, we're real excited about all of our musicians this year. Well, Arthur, you're a wonderful guest, and I want to thank you for coming on and telling us about your journey and letting us listen to your music.
Well, you're very welcome. It's always fun, and I just can't wait to see everybody at PSG next week. It's just going to be an awesome, awesome fun time.
I know. I cannot believe it's this upcoming weekend, and I really need to start packing.
Yes, you have a certain, yes, you need to start packing, young woman. Yes, you do.
And remember, if you are going to PSG this year, Author's one of our musical presenters, and you get to see him in concert. And he has promised he will have lots of CDs for purchase at his booth.
Yes, I will.
If you're not going to PSG, you need to save your pennies so you can go next year. But please, if you want to hear Author's CDs, please go to cdbaby.com and you can purchase them there. We're now going to transition our show with another musical selection of Author's, Blessed Be.
There is a flame with that burns a thousand different times, that shines a thousand different tongues, and sings a thousand different rhymes. In the fire, if the hour will fill you, let light inspire. Faith breaks the silence, sing of desire. Stand in the moment, dance in the fire. A fire burns about your soul. I've got a beacon in your breast. A call of siren draws your path. A fuller whisper through your quest. A fire burns. A fire burns. Stand in the moment. Dance in the fire. Let the hour fill you. Let light inspire. In bridge of silence, sing of desire. Stand in the moment, dance in the fire. You are the spark. Divine in word that plucks the very infinite strings that makes existence here and now and into life with magic sings. You are the spark. You are the spark. Stand in the moment, dance in the fire. Let the hour fill you. Let light inspire. It breaks the silence. Sing of desire. Stand in the moment. Dance in the fire. Stand in the moment. Dance in the fire. Let the hour fill you. Let light inspire. It breaks the silence. Sing of desire. Stand in the moment, dance in the fire, dance in the fire, stand in the moment, dance in the fire.
Thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting to the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.